you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale, criminal justice reporter for KPCC and LAist.com. Deputies in the Antelope Valley are disproportionately citing Black teens at school, often for minor infractions like getting in fights or smoking. One lawyer told me they're turning the principal's office into the police station. For over a year, teachers, students, and staff in Antelope Valley Public High Schools have fought to remove LA County Sheriff's deputies from their campuses. As part of a joint investigation with ProPublica, here's the first of my four stories on allegations of racial discrimination in the high desert.
Good morning, world. I just got in my car. It is going to be a scorcher today.
In the Antelope Valley, there are a few things you can be certain of. It's going to be really windy and over 100 degrees in the summer. So you'll wait in a long drive-through line to get your morning coffee just to avoid leaving the AC. And you're going to need a lot of gas to get around the sprawling region. While you're filling up at the Circle K, you might see, like I did, a lot of LA sheriff's deputies. I saw at least six of them here, so I pulled out my phone.
They're just kind of here eating snacks. I don't know if they're on break, but I just thought I'd document it.
The Lancaster Sheriff Station is one of the largest in the county. Deputies are everywhere, and they're being tracked.
It's been 6 years that the settlement has been in place and the sheriff has not been doing it.
Anywhere the deputies go, they move under the shadow of a six-year-old settlement with the Department of Justice. The feds accuse the Sheriff's Department and the County Housing Authority of carrying out a campaign to drive Black people out of the area's subsidized apartments. The DOJ also found deputies racially profiled Black residents in pedestrian and vehicle stops. The department denied any wrongdoing, but agreed to a series of reforms. All of this helped fuel the push to remove deputies from the Antelope Valley Union High School District, population 23,000 students.
Hi. Hello,
how are you doing?
How are you?
Oh, man, you don't film?
Baron Gardner is a 41-year-old history teacher at Antelope Valley High in Lancaster. He's become a reluctant spokesman for the effort to remove deputies from schools.
A lot of kids talk about how when they get in fights or when they get in tussles as Black students, how much more harsher they feel like they are subdued.
Gardner fears the culture of the district encourages school staff to turn Black students over to law enforcement.
And I believe it because, like, why wouldn't I? It's, you know, it's just what it is.
Earlier this year, Gardner was invited to a virtual school district meeting about on-campus deputies, known as school resource officers. He read reports by federal monitors of the settlement that said Black people were still much more likely to be stopped and more likely to be searched. Gardner logged into the meeting from his empty portable classroom.
I went in, boom, and blew the whole thing up.
He started rattling off statistics to a virtual room full of district officials and sheriff's deputies. He said he was met with blank stares.
These people looking at me like I'm an alien from outer space.
He remembers one district official saying, just because it's happening in the community doesn't mean it's happening in the schools. But data released by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department suggests that racial profiling is happening at school campuses. When we analyzed LASD data on police stops with the investigative newsroom ProPublica, we found that sheriff's deputies in the Antelope Valley have disproportionately detained and cited Black teens on public school campuses. To run through the numbers, I want you to meet Irina Wong, a data reporter at ProPublica. Hey, Irina.
Hey, Emily. So we analyzed and mapped police contacts reported during the 2019 calendar year by sheriff's deputies in Lancaster. And what really jumped out to us was that there were these clusters of contacts on public school campuses. About 300 of them involved teens. And the reason deputies gave for most of these contacts? Quote, reasonable suspicion of criminal activity.
We found that Black teenagers made up nearly 60% of those deputy contacts, even though they only make up about 20% of the student body in the district's high schools in Lancaster.
The largest number of contacts with police, more than 100, came from a single high school. Antelope Valley High School.
That's the school where Baron Gardner teaches.
Right. Now, about one third of the student body at Antelope Valley High is Black, but our analysis shows that Black teenagers made up more than 75% of the reasonable suspicion contacts and citations. We also checked the trends for other races. Latino students make up nearly 60% of the student body, but only 20% of stops at the high school.
Thanks, Irina.
Of course.
The school district did not respond to repeated requests for comment. We talked about these numbers with the sheriff's department.
The idea that the deputy is initiating contacts, similar to like a traffic stop in the street, is a total misconception.
That's Deputy Justin Rupert, the team leader of the district school resource officers. He said deputies aren't racially profiling kids. He said deputies get involved when school staff tell them to.
They're not walking through the campus going like, oh, there's a Black male student, let's jam him up.
In the next installment of my series, we'll dive deeper into the debate over having deputies at Antelope Valley schools. This is the second part of a series I produced in collaboration with ProPublica about the movement to remove LA County Sheriff's deputies from school campuses in the Antelope Valley. In this episode, I explore an incident at Antelope Valley High School and how deputies there responded.
A lot of us come from backgrounds that you would expect us to fail.
That's a promotional video for the Antelope Valley Union High School District. It shows Black and Latino kids working in class, laughing, and studying with friends. It doesn't show another side of the district, one that makes the news. Like in this viral video of a sheriff's deputy body slamming a teenage girl to the ground. Our data analysis shows deputies in the Antelope Valley have disproportionately detained and cited Black teens on public school campuses based on a, quote, reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. School staff are primarily referring students to deputies. In 2019, Black students made up only about 20% of the enrollment of high schools in Lancaster, but Black teenagers made up nearly 60% of the contacts with sheriff's deputies. The school district did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Those contacts can be traumatic even for the students who witnessed them.
My name is Shania Lemon. I graduated from Antelope Valley High School.
Shania Lemon is 18 years old, and she just started college at San Diego State. In 2019, Lemon's junior year in high school, she was walking through an outdoor courtyard on campus when suddenly...
I was like, dang, it's hard to breathe over here. Like, what?
There was a crowd of kids standing around.
I'm like, dog, we don't even know what's going on.
She saw multiple deputies. Later, Lemon checked Instagram. She found a video that showed two Black students fighting in the courtyard and two sheriff's deputies walking up and spraying the kids in the face with pepper spray. Lemon said fights were normal. Even handcuffs were normal. But the pepper spray, for a fight she said she thought she could break up, Lemon felt exhausted. She said deputies on campus made her feel like she was constantly walking on eggshells. She even considered transferring.
Don't say, oh, we want our students to feel safe. Then why do you have a cop who has tasers and guns on campus? That doesn't make us feel safe. That makes us feel like we're criminals.
And she said that's not how high school kids should feel.
You walk into school and what you see? Handcuffed Black kids. Aren't you going to be like, oh, that's what happens here. People get handcuffed all the time. It shouldn't even be a thought in your head. Like, you're at school, you should be like, oh, I'm just here to learn and leave.
A few weeks after I met Lemon, the school board met to make a big decision.
It is recommended that the Board of Trustees approve the agreement with the Los Angeles Sheriff Department School Resource Deputy Program as presented.
A $1.8 million contract with the Sheriff's Department was on the table.
When did we get here? When did the school become a grounds for arresting children?
Masked teachers, staff, and students spread out across the boardroom to social distance. They came up one by one and said a version of the same thing.
Police on campus don't make me feel safe.
Not everyone wants deputies gone. Dozens of people have written to the board in the past in support of them. And a study in June showed that over 75% of parents and teachers wanted deputies on campus. But that same study also showed that less than a third of students felt that way.
The item passes by a vote of 3-1.
Ridiculous. Shame on you.
So the community doesn't matter.
So they don't matter.
Kids don't matter.
People came out of the meeting blaring a bullhorn siren. They were frustrated. But deputies have been in these schools since 1990. The sheriff's Lancaster station is just down the street from the board meeting. I went over our data with Deputy Justin Rupert. He agreed that Black kids are disproportionately detained and cited at school.
I think we have to, as a community, look at how do we drill down onto what's the root of the problem, right?
Some teachers and students say the problem is systemic racism. School staff referring kids to deputies and targeting them by race. Rupert disagrees. For 6 years, he's worked with the schools, he said, and he's never heard that complaint from his deputies.
And you feel like right now the school is appropriately referring deputies to situations?
Right. We work with the school, but we don't work for the school. We work for the sheriff. If we totally throw out the justice system and say, well, don't even refer them to the justice system, right? Then at what point does society crumble, right? Because at some point there has to be law and order.
That law and order approach, though, can have damaging effects on kids. We'll explore that in the next installment of my series. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale, and this is the third report in my series on the push to remove LA County Sheriff's deputies from school campuses in the Antelope Valley. It's the result of a collaboration between KPCC and ProPublica. In this episode, we'll hear from a student whose life was changed after he was arrested at school for getting into a fight.
I feel to ride home with this nice big trophy right here.
Rochelle Bankhead is filming her son, Terrell Pina, who is sitting next to her in the car. There's a shiny blue football trophy wedged between them. The then 14-year-old looks up from his phone and flashes her a big grin. The next video Bankhead sends me, where his grin is that big, is one from more than a year later. Pina's hair is longer. He's in the car again, dancing in his seat. The caption reads, "Off house arrest dance." In December 2018, when Pina was a 15-year-old freshman, he was pulled out of class, handcuffed, and arrested at Quartz Hill High School in the Antelope Valley after a fight with a white student.
Really? What the f*** was your deal?
Part of the fight was filmed. The white student was not arrested.
I promised my mom I was out of trouble.
That's Pina now. He's almost 18. He said he lost his cool that day because the white kid called him the N-word. He said he'd been called that word his entire childhood in the Antelope Valley.
It came to a point where, like, they just kept testing me. My anger kept building up, and it just happened.
Back then, he was a new student and leader on the freshman football team.
I was excited for the games, the classes.
But Pina never went back to Quartz Hill. After the fight, he spent the next 2 weeks in juvenile hall.
Brick walls painted white, a metal slab with a small little mattress on it, like a plastic mattress.
Our investigation revealed that sheriff's deputies in the Antelope Valley have disproportionately detained and cited Black teens like Pina on public school campuses in stops based on a, quote, reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. In 2019, Black students made up only about 20% of the enrollment of high schools in Lancaster, but Black teenagers made up nearly 60% of the contacts with sheriff's deputies. The school district did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Rochelle Bankhead said no one told her where Pina was the night after his arrest.
I didn't even sleep. It's crazy. I was watching Scared Straight the whole night.
These teenagers are going to prison.
That's a documentary from the 70s where kids who are getting in trouble spend time on the inside with prisoners.
I'm bad. You see me, boy? I'm bad.
Bankhead watched and thought to herself, well, my son isn't like this at all.
This is some BS. Like, out of all my kids, not saying ain't any of them are bad, but this one, he's like quiet. You don't even know he's in the house.
Pina was charged with felony assault. Bankhead remembers his first hearing.
He had his orange jumpsuit on. His hands are shackled. His feet are shackled. I hear the chains coming in.
The family said the judge told Pina he was a menace to the community.
This is a 15-year-old boy, and he's dragging chains behind him. And that broke my heart.
Pina was released on house arrest. That lasted about a month.
The ankle bracelet was so sensitive, he couldn't even, like, step. He couldn't even go in the garage.
The felony charge against Pina was eventually reduced to a misdemeanor. Pina did community service, but the damage was done.
I felt alone and dark, like I didn't want to talk to anyone. I didn't want to come out my room.
He stayed in there with the curtains drawn, writing music.
Guess what? Now my name in the system.
It smelled like a dog kennel in the room. Trash, dirty clothes. And pulled the bed back and trash again. That's when I knew. I was like, okay, this is serious.
My mom had to sit down and talk with me. And the whole time she was talking to me, I was just crying.
Bankhead skipped work that day. Pina told her he didn't want to live anymore.
He has anxiety attacks. He's just not the same kid he was prior.
Pina was expelled from Quartz Hill High School after the fight. He's been in a couple alternative schools since then. In August, Bankhead got a call from Quartz Hill. Good news, they said. Pina could re-enroll.
They wanted him to play football.
But Bankhead said no. Pina turns 18 soon.
I can't let my 18-year-old son go into a school that drug him and, like, ripped away high school from him. What if they want him to come back and then they set him up with something? He goes to jail.
Pina's now trying to join the fire department.
Why does that appeal to you?
To help keep me safe in this world.
He said having a job with a uniform would offer him something he's never had in the Antelope Valley. Protection. This is the fourth and final episode in my series on the movement in the Antelope Valley to remove LA County Sheriff's deputies from school campuses. It's the result of a collaboration between KPCC and ProPublica. In this episode, we'll consider the future of the program that deploys deputies at schools. In July, the board that oversees public high schools in the Antelope Valley voted to keep sheriff's deputies on campuses. I called Teacher Baron Gardner from the parking lot right after the vote.
Nobody's surprised by it.
He's been one of the most visible opponents of deputies on campus, known as school resource officers.
I was about to say, I think what's needed is community education. But, you know, people from the community came out and spoke and they didn't care anyway.
Our investigation revealed that sheriff's deputies in the Antelope Valley have disproportionately detained and cited Black teens on public school campuses in stops based on a, quote, reasonable suspicion of criminal activity. In 2019, Black students made up only about 20% of the enrollment of high schools in Lancaster, but Black teenagers made up nearly 60% of the contacts with sheriff's deputies. The school district did not respond to repeated requests for comment. Antelope Valley residents aren't the only ones talking about deputies on campus. A study last year by UCLA researchers showed that Black students enrolled in the LA Unified School District did not feel safe in school.
Students continue to talk about this innate sense of fear.
That's LA County Supervisor Holly Mitchell. In June, the LA County Board of Supervisors took two steps. It demanded more data on who deputies stop on school campuses and why. And it said that starting next year, the Sheriff's Department will have to bring all of its school contracts to the board for approval.
We are simply pulling back the authority that we previously delegated to the sheriff.
Some studies say school resource officers may deter students from bringing weapons on campus and prevent assaults. But they also note that kids in schools with law enforcement might be more likely to be arrested for low-level offenses. That's worried Daniel Lowson for years. He's a former teacher and the director of UCLA's Center for Civil Rights Remedies.
When you put police on campus, you're asking for a very strict, narrow approach to student misconduct.
Advocates for school resource officers say they prevent shootings. Lowson says they're wrong.
There's no evidence to suggest that having even armed police or unarmed security is deterring school shootings. No evidence.
California courts have ruled that law enforcement officers on school campuses are more like school staff. And the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that school staff don't even need reasonable suspicion to stop and detain a student.
They got it backwards.
That gets policing experts like University of Nebraska Omaha Professor Sam Walker pretty worked up.
You could think of public school students as being a vulnerable population in some respects, and now you're making them more vulnerable.
John Leckerven heads up the sheriff's Lancaster station. He says he was not aware of the court rulings and that his deputies still followed the reasonable suspicion standard.
I have given no direction to operate any different than they would normally behave.
Leckerven says deputies are at school to keep students safe, but deputy responsibilities are not outlined in their current contract with the district. I got a copy of the first contract signed back in 1990. There are four pages of guidelines for deputies on campus. The current contract just says, quote, provide law enforcement services. Robert Davis was a school board member in the Antelope Valley High School District. He says the lack of guidelines sets the district up for trouble.
Sheriffs are not trained to deal with kids. They're trained to arrest you. That's what they do.
Get off me. Stop. Get off me.
In August, a video of Lancaster High School student Michaela Robinson went viral. A sheriff's deputy body slammed the 16-year-old and then sat on her to restrain her. The Lancaster Sheriff's Station captain told me he thought it was disturbing and said the department is investigating.
What do they do? They abuse us.
The video sparked protests like this one a couple weeks ago with a big crowd of students in front of Lancaster High School.
I just want to say thank you.
Michaela Robinson, with her mom by her side, spoke briefly and let her lawyer, Lisa Bloom, do most of the talking.
I have a message for the sheriffs. We are going to fight and we are going to get justice for Michaela.
The movement against deputies on school campuses in the Antelope Valley started with a group of recent alumni who got thousands of people to sign a petition. The anger over the Michaela Robinson video is a sign that the baton has been passed to the current crop of students.
Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.